The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing a stem cell transplant trial in Minnesota, which has enrolled its first patient. A clinical trial investigating patient-derived stem cell transplants for the treatment of people with severe relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis has enrolled a patient in Minnesota. The patient was enrolled at the University of Minnesota Medical School, one of two trial sites in the state. An additional 18 sites in the U.S. and one in the U.K. are also, or soon will be, recruiting participants for the BEAT-MS Phase 3 trial. The prevalence of MS is greater in Midwestern states than in the general U.S. population. It is estimated that about 309 people of every 10,000 in the United States have MS, but in the Midwest, we rank second in prevalence. The numbers increase to 353 people out of every 100,000 that are affected by this disease, Flavia Nelson, MD, a professor of neurology and the study's lead investigator, said in a press release. More than a dozen disease-modifying therapies have been approved for the treatment of MS. However, in addition to their elevated costs, some of these therapies are not very effective at treating some forms of relapsing MS. A stem cell transplant has been explored as a treatment alternative for MS patients who failed to respond to conventional disease-modifying therapies. By resting the immune system so that the central nervous system is no longer attacked, this would provide a more effective and longer-lasting alternative to patients. However, whether a stem cell transplant, also known as an autologous patient-derived hematopoietic stem cell transplant, is more effective than conventional disease-modifying therapies remains unclear. Their safety and costs also have not been compared. To address these questions, researchers designed BEAT-MS to compare the safety and effectiveness of a stem cell transplant to those of conventional therapies in patients with severe relapsing MS who failed two prior lines of therapy in the prior 3 years. For the first time, we're studying the difference between modern medications for MS approved by the FDA and an emerging treatment option using stem cell transplantation, said Claudio Brunstein, MD, PhD, a professor of medicine at the University of Minnesota Medical School and a co-investigator in the trial. There's older evidence suggesting that stem cell transplantation is more effective, and people are traveling to other countries to get it. But is it actually more effective than the current medications available? And if so, how? That's what we're studying, he added. BEAT-MS is enrolling up to 156 adults with mild to severe disability who will be assigned randomly to receive a stem cell transplant or high-efficacy DMT. People assigned to the stem cell transplant will first receive medications that make stem cells leave the bone marrow and enter circulation, enabling their collection from the blood. Patients then are given chemotherapeutic agents that wipe out their entire immune system, after which the stem cells are infused back into the patient. These cells will originate all kinds of blood cells, resetting the immune system. Patients will be followed for 6 years after their random assignments. The trial's main goal is to assess the length of time between a participant's assignment to a treatment and MS relapse or death from any cause. Secondary goals include the number of relapses per year, evidence of MS activity, disability progression or improvement, mortality, and side effects. Also, researchers will assess the cost effectiveness of a stem cell transplant versus conventional DMTs. Not only are we studying whether or not one therapy is more effective than the other, but we are also analyzing the cost of each. If the transplant costs a significant amount upfront, but it mitigates relapse or disease progression for several years, is it actually a more cost-effective treatment for the patient than if they had paid several thousand dollars per year for these medications to do the same thing, Nelson said. Beat MS is sponsored by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and conducted by the Immune Tolerance Network. Expertise in transplants of the bone marrow and in MS were two of the criteria to qualify as a clinical site for the trial, which precluded several institutions from joining. The criteria to be a site for this trial was to have a very strong bone marrow transplant team and a very strong MS research team, so it was not easy for just any institution to qualify, said Brunstein.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Ed Tobias.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. It's not a crime to ask for help when you need it. Do you need help? The question came from a 30-something woman after I had finished loading some cartons into the back of my SUV. I automatically replied, "No, thanks, all done." But lifting and loading isn't an easy job for me. My upper body strength is good, but my legs are weak and offer no help to my top side. In addition, I've slacked on my exercising, so I'm not as strong as I try to be. I wish that young woman had come by 5 minutes earlier and made that offer. I would have taken her up on it. I can't count the times I've turned down offers of help over the years. Dozens? 50? Maybe? Usually the offer would come as I was lifting my lightweight scooter into the SUV. Sometimes it came after a minor fall, or when my car wasn't parked nearby, making for an uncomfortably long walk. "Thanks, I've got it. I'm okay. And I'm slow, but I'll get there," were my knee-jerk responses. Writing at HuffPost, Erin Joy Henry sounds just like me. If someone offered me assistance, before even pausing to think, my answer would always be a firm, "No thanks, I'm okay." I wasn't comfortable with others going out of their way for me or offering their care. "I'm okay always, really." I can hear myself saying those same words. What's the problem? An article at Exploring Your Mind suggests that this may be because of some unconscious mental block, or it could simply be because they have difficulty recognizing that they need to change. Part of the problem may be denial. Both articles probably apply to me. If I look at myself honestly, I see someone who for many years has denied the impact of my MS. I'll bet the same is true for many others with MS. For example, how difficult is it for us to finally decide to use a scooter or even just a cane? Yet, once we do it, we're happy we did, and we wonder how we ever got along without it. It takes acceptance. It was important to me to show how self-reliant I could be. It still is, but some of that self-reliance is slowly slipping away. My friend and fellow Multiple Sclerosis News Today columnist, John Connor, discovered this happening to him a couple of years ago. So yes, I've become more receptive to asking for help and not feeling guilty. It's not any fault of ours. We're just dealing with the cards that life has dealt, he wrote. Henry said she was able to begin accepting assistance when she realized that helping makes the helpers happy. If a person is unable to be vulnerable or ask and receive, you are actually depriving people around you the opportunity to do something that will make them feel good about themselves too, she wrote. That's a good way for me to think about it. It's time for me to graciously accept some help from family, friends, and even a stranger in a garage.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.